Can I go?
Yes.
All right, great. Open session of the Board of Directors of the University of Texas, Texas A&M Investment Management Committee is now reconvened. Today's December 9th, 2021, and the time is now 11:36. During the executive session, the board deliberated individual personnel compensation matters, but no action was taken. Where decisions made, no vote was called for or had by the board in executive session. Next, Ray Nixon will provide his report on behalf of the Compensation Committee. Director Nixon, please give your report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Compensation Committee met via Microsoft Teams on December 2nd and December 9th, 2021. Committee members Gant, Hanley, and Nixon participated December 2nd. All committee members participated in our committee meeting this morning. At the December 2nd meeting, we considered one action item, the minutes of the September 8th, 2021 committee meeting, which were approved as drafted. Committee also met in executive session to discuss the performance awards for the CEO and other compensation program participants for the performance period ended June 30th, 2021, but the committee did not take any action. At our meeting today, we considered three action items. The minutes of the December 2nd, 2021 committee meeting, which were approved as drafted. Committee also met in executive session to discuss the performance awards for the CEO and other compensation program participants for the performance period ended June 30th, 2021. This morning, the committee approved the performance award for the CEO and the performance awards for the other compensation program participants, subject to the approval by this board. Mr. Chairman, there are two resolutions in tab 11 that the board needs to consider today. Other than those action, those resolutions, that concludes the report from compensation.
Right. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it. So the first resolution we need to approve relates to the fiscal year 2021 performance award for the CEO. May I have a motion to approve the award as recommended by the Compensation Committee in the amount of $3,062,772?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you very much. Congratulations. The second resolution we need to approve relates to the fiscal year 2021 performance awards for all other compensation program participants. May I have a motion to approve the awards as recommended by the Compensation Committee in the amount of $16,263,379?
So moved.
Second.
Hold on. 28.9% or 4.697.804 million will be deferred as provided in the compensation plan. Okay, now.
Now, so moved.
All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Before we adjourn, I apologize. The Chancellor of the University of Texas System, J.B. Milliken, is here. JB, would you like to make any comments or thoughts? You've got 5 minutes. You have 5 minutes.
So, yes, it'll all be within 60 seconds. My continuing gratitude on behalf of the UT system, and I think I'll speak for my colleague John Sharp on behalf of the A&M system, for all that this board does and all that this organization does to support these two great university systems. So I remain very, very grateful. Second, congratulations on a terrific year, and congratulations to Rich Hall for assuming the role of CIO. It's a great plan, and nobody gets succession planning exactly right, and we all struggle with it all the time, and this is a great step in the right direction, so thank you.
Great. Okay. Thank you, guys. Any other comments from the board members? Okay, with that, if there's no further business to be discussed, I'll adjourn the meeting. The time is now 11:40. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, guys.
Wow. Good.
Right. 5 minutes early.
Good job.
Merry Christmas to all.
Thank you.
Wow. And Merry Christmas to all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, for all the board members, and the mayor's mother's a bag of Christmas tamales for you to take.
Oh, okay.
Don't eat them on the plane.